My name is Lloyd McAnally. I am 77 years old. Today is May 29th, and I'm speaking with Ralph Schuyler, who is my friend. We're recording this interview in Corvallis, Oregon. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Yes, I have many positive memories.
For instance?
First of all, I've always had to... Oh, how do you say it? I've always had to fight for what I wanted.
Okay. Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Yeah. When I was in business, I had to... Fight the unions, and I won.
Okay. Have you ever committed a random act of kindness?
I try as much as I can.
Can you think of one in particular?
The way I treat children.
And how is that?
When I see something that I know what they want, and I try to give them a couple bucks.
Yeah, talk about the giving them a couple bucks. What happens when you do that?
I look at the smile on their faces,
and
it makes me...
What do you tell them when you give them this money?
Oh, I tell them that I go down, take the money, and take your mom and dad and go down to
the dollar store.
Yeah, the dollar store. And enjoy yourself.
I saw you do that with my grandson. He thought it was pretty cool. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
God.
God?
Yeah. You know, that I, when I got baptized at my place, and it just opened a whole new deal for me. In fact, he kind of helped me in that. I really...
You feel God in your life?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, I do.
For instance?
Well, one of the first things that I enjoyed about living up at my place is that there are certain times of the year when... it'd be sunshiny, but the the stuff would go. Oh God! I'm trying to.
You're doing fine. So you felt God when you saw these beautiful sunrise, sunset, whatever.
Well, I had an area that was down below the house, and it was an octagon that I had made. And when there are certain times when the that the shining of the light and the fog and everything would go down into that area. And it was so cool, you know, because I could see all the where everything was going, and I just knew that it was there, and I was with God at that time.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
Yeah, getting molested when I was a kid, and when I was 10 or 11. And not feeling that I can't get anywhere because this kid had me scared and everything and manipulated.
So. That stayed with you for a long time?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any favorite memories of me?
Of you?
Yeah.
The pictures.
The pictures? What pictures?
Of you and I and...
You and I and Laverna?
Yeah.
We're all living here together.
Also the picture of your dog.
Toby.
Toby and I. When you took a picture of that. And I sent that to my wife.
All right.
And you know what
we may have to include Toby, a picture of Toby in this.
You know what? First thing she says, what are you doing having Coke? You're not supposed to have Coke. I'm going, God, you know.
Sent you this picture of me and this wonderful dog, and you talk about the Coke on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. What are you proudest of? Why does it make you feel proud?
My house, because I designed and built.
Describe your house a little bit, because I know it. I've seen pictures of it from outer space. And you spent a long time building it and planning
21 years.
21 years.
Yeah.
How would you describe it?
It was 18-sided, and it was 5,600 square feet, and I did all the woodworking inside and everything. It was just, I just poured out myself.
Why did you do that? Why did you build this wonderful place?
Because, first of all, I think that God gives us each something to be able to do things with. And I felt that if I didn't do anything, then I would be wasting God's time here.
What do you think God thinks about your house?
Well, I think he helped design it in my head.
And what did you use the house for after you built it?
For weddings.
Weddings. Lots and lots of weddings.
Yeah, and that's why we called it the sanctuary.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Sanctuary of Washburn Heights.
Cool. What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
Thirty years of business, and I guess I can't believe I'm still alive.
I'm living to the ripe age of 74.
Yeah.
That's been an accomplishment. That's good. Me too. Can you remember a time in your life when you felt alone?
Yeah. And that was, like I said, when I was getting a divorce from my third wife.
How many times have you been married?
Four.
And the third wife afterwards was quite bad feeling for you?
Well, she did everything she could to make sure that Ed was my son, that he was did everything for her and kept me out of the picture.
So that was part of it, part of why you were alone.
Yeah. But I did make up for that with Dawn.
Dawn is?
My present wife.
How has your life been different than what you imagined?
Oh, big time. First of all, I was in submarines, Navy. When I came out, I was pursuing life as a draftsman, and then slowly ended up running a, I was a, what do you call it, an engineer type.
For Boeing?
That was at Boeing's, but the main thing is that I learned how to do all this stuff about, what do you call it?
Fabrication?
Well, that and also learning how to engineer a sawmill.
You engineered a sawmill?
Oh, yeah, and a plywood mill.
A plywood mill?
Yeah, and an MDF plant.
This is all in Oregon?
Throughout the, you know, where I built or did mills in the south.
Oh.
And some up in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Rapid City, South Dakota isn't in the south.
Well, no, but that was part of the places that I've been.
That's funny. So you've been around the world in your naval experience and around the country in your building of these lumber mills.
And I learned a lot. Everywhere I went, I learned.
How would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered by my grandchildren that they missed me, that that they didn't get to know me like what I really am, and that I wish that they would wish the same thing as what I wish for my dad and I. You know, because I.
And what was that?
I loved my dad.
So you want your grandchildren to love you?
Yeah. Or at least to know that. Or respected me, or what have you.
Knew you were a good man.
Yeah.
(clears throat) I think we're about done. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
God. I learned how to fly.
You learned how to fly? You have a license to fly?
Yeah. I had my private license and also commercial.
Really?
Yeah. I've done all kinds of things. You know.
You want to talk about why you're here at this senior residence for independent living?
Well, yeah. The reason I'm here is because my wife found this place, and she was worried about me because of my my experiences with these other group of people that ripped me off and things like that.
You were living somewhere and they stole things from you?
Yeah.
And so you moved over here to this place?
Well, what happened is that I went from my house to Lebanon. And then I got into, I was like constantly going to one hospital to another. And then I went from, after the got ripped off, I went from there to, Sweet Home, because I'd gotten ripped off, and then ended up in the hospital there. Wherever I go, I usually find out what the best place to eat is. And
what's your best place to eat around here?
Oh, well, if I was in the hospital, it would be the Corvallis Hospital, because I'd get, portobello mushrooms, about that big. And, you know, if I went to either Albany or Lebanon, I would always get salmon steaks.
Where did we go the other day, you and me and our other friend?
Mongolian Grill.
Mongolian Grill in Corvallis.
Yeah.
That was pretty nice. Those people knew you and remembered you. That was pretty cool. Thank you for inviting us.
I made good friends wherever I'm at.
Okay, we're going to end this now. Anything else you want to do, say? I want to say something. Nobody knows us as listening, but we're kind of stand-up comedians around here.
Yeah.
When we sit at somebody's table, by the end of the evening, they've been laughing hard at what the two of us play off of each other. So
yeah.
That's been fun for us. We've joked about taking that act on the road to other senior facilities.
Yeah, Martin and Lewis.
I won't say which one's which.
Yeah, or what's the other two? Can't remember. But yeah, people seem to